Blog Talk Radio.
As I said, as a disclaimer, and the disclaimer is not my shows, past, present, and future, are not intended to offend anybody. First of all, it is not, I hear this really ridiculous saying, at least some people, these African Americans who are dangerous, say, come to me, come around and say, I'm being racist. And I'm not being racist because they are, you know, I can't, it's not racist for me not to accept a criminal or a dangerous person who's black, another black person who's dangerous. There's too many black African American men and women who go into prison and so on, but there are a lot more who don't go to prison. This has to do with people who are dangerous, regardless of color. I don't discriminate. I've always been open, but I'm not going to be open or accept people, come around people, or hang out with people who are dangerous, regardless of what their nationality, color, or religion. That doesn't make sense. What I'm going to do, I cannot hang out with a dangerous person, a pervert, a criminal, because something could happen to me. I get robbed, killed, and I ain't going to take that risk. That's common sense. I don't deal with no drug addict. It's negative. You deal with people who are positive regardless of nationality, race, color. I always have said that I was colorblind, but I'm not going to be an idiot at this process, meaning I'm not going to hang out with no criminal. And that's what I made that decision a long time ago. I don't want them coming near me. Everything, people who are negative are dangerous. They hurt other people. Well, black-on-black crime happens a lot, unfortunately, because of discrimination and so on, and that's not right. I'm a very liberal person. There are way more black people who don't do those things. I'm one of them. I don't go around trying to harass somebody or target somebody or steal or murder or kill because I'm not that person. But I have them coming around over me over here. And that includes Latinos and white, mentally ill, crazy people who have severe illness and participate in crimes. I don't want to deal with no crazy person who's capable of hurting me physically or mentally. That's not racist or prejudice. I have been a victim of targeting for many years by some dangerous criminals outside. They're drug addicts, they're nosy, they're perverts, they're dangerous. They come to my condo trying to press my buttons. They live in this building or they live outside, and they should have been arrested a long time ago. They have criminal records. They have some severe mental problems. The reason why is because they're jealous, or I don't know why they're jealous. I don't have nothing to be jealous about. Get off they Latin, they black, they white ass, and move on. Won't they go to school? Won't they make their own songs or make their music? Do something positive. Stop sitting on their ass and targeting me and coming over here looking at me. Something is wrong with them to begin with. Got nothing better to do but sit on their fucking ass and target me. I didn't come out here to L.A. to deal with that trash. I just wonder why the police haven't arrested them. I don't want those type of people. I want those people to stay away from me. I don't want them to look at me or come around me. They are too dangerous. They are too hazardous to me or anybody's mental, physical well-being. It's because they're negative. I don't want that element in my life. Even if it was in my family, I don't want them around me. So that's not racist. It's just common sense. What are you going to do, hang around with a dangerous felon or somebody who went to jail for prison or somebody who's got some antisocial personality? Of course I could get hurt. I'm not going to take that risk. If they think that's racist, then they're a bunch of dangerous, ignorant. That's ignorance. Something wrong with them mentally. These people have by allegations, trespassed to my home. I'm trying to get the police involved. They have stalked me. They have committed forgery, fraud. They committed some serious felonies, possibly through ID theft. These people have backgrounds filled with criminal history. They are drug addicts. They're alcoholics. They're still cocaine addicts, smoke or coke all day, drink, and do illegal things. And they have severe mental problems. I don't want to deal with that. It will put my life and my in danger. It has to do with their character. These black men and women, or Latin women and men, or white men, have severe mental problems. They should not be walking the street. Whether they're on votes or land or whatever, they should have moved on. The police is going to catch up to them eventually, because you can't keep doing that for so long. Keep coming over here over several years because I'm in the industry or so on. I don't want to deal with that element. I don't even consider them worth the time to talk about or to acknowledge, because they are too negative. Come over here talking about me all the time, about my home, about my music, and I don't want them around me. It is not racist to stay away from criminals of the same color or any race or religion or nationality. As I said before, I am colorblind, but I am not going to be open to a negative person who's white, black, or brown, or green, or wherever you come from. It's basic common sense. I said this several times. The reason why I bring this up, because these criminals are dangerous. These criminals have also made up stories to schools, say allegations that I don't know if it's proven, to stop me from going to law school because they're jealous of me. They are dangerous. That is illegal. That's a sociopath. Why is this monster coming near me? So that's how I see it. We are free to hang out with who we want to hang out, and we are free to do what we want. But that's a cop out. I cannot be no racist if I'm open minded to everybody. I am a gay man. I have to be open minded, but I'm not open minded to criminals, regardless of where they come from. Black, white, brown, gay, straight, etc. I don't discriminate. It's character, not what they look like. And I don't want them coming around saying, Roma, they are dangerous. They're too negative. They are not going to be in my life. I consider them somebody who should be arrested or jail. I have to mention that allegation about trespassing into my property with a wire or camera. The police will arrest them. I gave no permission. If they're looking at me now and listening, they are dangerous. They need to keep away permanently. They need to be arrested. They're evil. I have to stay away from those types forever. Come from folks near Van Nuys coming over here doing this. And they said, oh, that's sick. They got some serious mental health issues. Go to a mental health center and keep saying stuff. I don't want them over here. Again, as I said before, it is not racist to stay away from criminals or crazy people or people who are negative of the same color or any race. I endorse all people, regardless of color, race, nationality, religion, etc., who are positive, who are well, who are not criminals. I do not deal with criminals of the same race or evil people, regardless. It is not racist. It's common sense. Basic common sense. Has nothing to do with prejudice. Has to do with being safe and keeping away from dangerous felons. As I said before, it is common sense. I will never be a racist or any type of prejudiced person. But I cannot, I repeat, cannot hang around, and I must keep away from people who are dangerous, regardless of their race, color, creed, nationality, or wherever they come from. Because it has nothing to do with their color, creed, or nationality. It has to do with their character. They should be locked up in a prison or a mental hospital so they don't hurt people like you and me who are law-abiding. Good day, good night from Duff Knight.